Good evening. This is the Plan Zone Commission meeting for the city of Bettendorf for February 16th, 2011. Roll call, please.
Bennett, here. Gallagher.
Here.
Kepler, Last, Rafferty, Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here.
We have four out of seven, I guess, so we have our quorum. We've all received minutes of the January 19th meeting. Do I have any corrections or additions or corrections?
Make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we accept the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, and the minutes are approved and should be placed on file. As I said, this is the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for the city of Bettendorf, and we are a recommending body to the city council. We review items that are scheduled to come before us, such as preliminary plats, site plan development, and any other matters. Tonight we have a preliminary plat and some site development plans. We are interested in your input, and we ask that when the matter comes before us that you're interested in, at the appropriate time I will try to recognize you and ask that you go to the podium on my right, your left, and state who you are and provide us with the input on the item before us. Let's see, the next item is an election of officers. Do you want to table that until we have more people here?
Sure.
Okay, so let's just defer number four. Number five is a preliminary plat, case 110008. It's JJZ edition, submitted by JJZ LLC. Staff report, please.
Need to get the, no. Yeah, the overhead stuff. Okay. This is the area here, really, what we're looking at is two former subdivisions that are part of this preliminary plat. You can access it coming up State Street, and it's just opposite Shoreline Drive on the east portion of our community. The easternmost portion happens to be lot number two of Tallman's third edition, and then lot one of Stafford's second edition. This area here is the Stafford edition portion, and then this area up here happens to be the Tallman third edition portion of the subdivision. This is a close-up showing the means of entry over to what is currently Stafford's, and then the lots are divided pretty much in that manner. Over here we got the same entry. We have an existing area intended for storage sheds, and then we have the individual lots that are parceled out. Over here we have stormwater detention. I'll go back to the overall. The detention areas pretty much are going to be within this area here. And then over on this side here, and I've provided the magnified views because this is such a large area. You can see that there's already a stream area or a detention area provided here on the western portion of the proposed subdivision. And then in this area here, we have detention and then further detention in this area. This is the existing site plan. This entry has changed and it has come down the middle, and then the means of getting in here to what will be lot 8 of the proposed overall subdivision, JJZ, will contain these storage structures, and this is an already approved site plan. There will be other subsequent site plans for anything else that would be developed within this proposed subdivision. Staff, in looking at this proposal, supports the petitioner's request for approval with the conditions that are listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, anybody in the audience wish to address us in connection with this matter? See any activity out there either. So what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 110008, subject to staff recommendations.
Second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries, and the preliminary plat is approved. Now we skip down to number seven. Looks like it's a site development plan. Case 11-007, 3129 State Street, submitted by Visant Manufacturing Solutions. Probably said that wrong, but anyway. Staff report, please.
Mr. Chairman, this location is between 31st Street and 33rd Street along State Street on the south. And if when we're approaching along State, there's a drive that comes in like this. The area they're looking at is this. There's a yellow area here that's already been drawn that I placed on here, and then there's an area for removal of portion of a building right about here. That existing structure will be taken out. So this yellow here with inside the other yellow outside indicates the buildable area that's being reviewed here tonight. There's an existing structure right here that is going to be removed. And then in the green portion shows basically the outline of where the new building will go, and then there's an existing structure here that will remain as well. And this is the view from the railroad tracks looking north from the south side. And this is the front of the building. The structure will go further on back, and when I blew the picture, just magnified this picture here at the meeting, it doesn't show everything that's on the photo. The photo goes actually back farther. But again, it does show that the building will come out in this manner and then protrude out from this structure here. Well, at the same time, there will be an area right here that will be removed, which is a current docking bay area. That will be taken out with this construction. And then this asphalted area here for parking, that will be built over. However, there will be a drive that will come up in here. This asphalted area out front will remain as part of the process of building this structure. So you can see here you have utilities on this plan. There's a manhole down here that will be replaced out, and I believe from what the engineer has stated that this area here is a private sewer, one that is unused for sanitary, and that anything in here with cleanouts and like will be replaced, and making sure that service is maintained in here as needed. We also have the building being constructed onto an adjoining structure over here, and that means that anything in the way of any drainage is also being taken care of with intakes up here, and then I believe there are some further intakes down in these areas as well to deal with stormwater. And you already have a stormwater pipe going through this area here, which will remove most of the water from these adjoining intake structures and take it off site. This is the grading plan, effectively showing what will be altered, the drive being altered, and then some of the proposed asphalt area being altered. There will be two retaining walls being brought up here so that the trucks might back in to a new loading dock area. And then the area for demolition, again, this building structure area right here will be taken out, a small area here. And then, of course, the asphalted areas will also be built over as a result of the new construction. And in the end, this is basically what you're looking at right here, the proposed building as it is, and then these docking bays for semis to unload materials and offload materials. Staff, in looking at this particular project, supports the petitioner's request with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Looks like to me like we're going to lose a lot of parking. Is there going to still be ample parking for the
petitioner has proposed moving parking. He's acquiring some area over here to add additional parking. And when I went down to the site, there's also parking over in this area as well that is available. So, and then there's of course this parking lot right here as well. So that he is addressing that issue by acquiring more space over here to deal with any parking type overflow.
Okay.
and the engineers, the engineer for the petitioner also can address it. I believe how many spaces were taken out by this. I think it was 28, if I'm not mistaken.
But staff's satisfied with the
I think there's a trade-off enough, yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, Greg, if the parking is going to go under those buildings to the east that you just showed.
There already is parking.
Okay.
Here. Yeah.
So then, based on the site plan or the renderings that were shown there with the trucks backing up to the docks, they look like they go to about the property line. So if there's parking immediately east of, right, that diagram there, how are the trucks going to access the docks if there's parking in front of them?
I don't know that the parking extends all the way through that area. They can come in off of 33rd. Well, they can leave vis-a-vis this route right here. The parking, I thought, was more in this area right here that's existing. But they can make their way through here up to 33rd Street after they make their way down here. And there's maneuvering room where they can come back in, and then, I believe, take off in this direction. But again, the engineer can elaborate on that. I believe the petitioner's engineer can.
No, he's up there ready for us.
Yeah. Has anybody else got any questions from the group?
All about parking.
Okay, all about parking. All right.
Parking
well,
and
then
truck
we'll,
access.
We'll ask you about parking.
Okay. Hi, my name is Chris Townsend with Townsend Engineering. And to answer that, you know, the petitioners were concerned about the parking. Obviously, those are for their employees, so they need to, you know, get them to work. What they've got, what we have in the process right now, we're preparing a plat for, and you can't see it really on there, but west of 31st Street. They have the existing parking lot that was created when they put the building addition on the west side. So they own from there, and they're purchasing four properties over to the West Music, I think it's West Music, mm-hmm. property. There's some billboards out front. We will be submitting the plat for that and the site plan on the 25th of this month for the next cycle. And that's really mainly where their parking will end up, I guess. But for now, they own all the property. And that aerial doesn't seem quite right. I think there's one extra building in there, if I'm looking at it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right here.
I think
has been, that's taken out.
Right. So they own that property over to 33rd Street. So really, in that area, even though those trucks will need some space to get in and out, there's plenty of parking for what they've got going now, but there will be ample once this parking lot, and the idea is to get it approved, the parking lot approved and ready to go when the weather breaks here, similar with, you know, doing the process with the building, so.
Okay.
So, Chris, from a practical standpoint, then, how are the employees going to walk from the parking lot west of 31st to this building, then?
You know, that's maybe Matt Jewell, one of the owners, is here. Maybe he could elaborate on that. But I think they could just go on the west side of the building, I believe.
Go through the building?
Right.
Okay.
It's all part of their wellness plan.
Keep them fit.
Right.
Any other questions from the commission?
Let's see. I think that was it. I have another note.
While we're looking, does anybody else in the audience want to say anything? Okay.
And just a question on those retaining walls then, Greg, that's their ample distance apart to back a truck in then? It looks kind of tight on that one diagram.
14 feet.
14 feet in width? Okay. That's all I had.
Any other questions? What's your pleasure?
I make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve case 11-007, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Then that matter passes and carries, and we'll go on to City Council. The last item on the agenda is commission update. Bill?
Mr. Chairman, at the meeting, City Council meeting of February 1, the multitude of second readings for Trade Farm, Middle Road Developers, and Town and Country Manor Development Corporation were all approved in a second reading with third reading waived. At that meeting, the preliminary and final plat of the Steamboat Landing Third Edition was also approved by the city council. At last night's city council meeting, we had two public hearings on cases that you saw at your last meeting. First one regarding the rezoning of 2540 State Street from C3 to C4. Public hearing was held. Staff presented the report. There was some discussion among city council, but since there were only five council members present at the meeting, and this requires the supermajority of six for approval because of your negative recommendation, the public hearing was held over until the next council meeting. Also had the public hearing on the ordinance amending section 1830, the 4-foot high fence issue in front yards. First reading of that was approved by the city council.
Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order? Not? I guess we stand adjourned. Thank you all for coming. I'm glad we got the meeting in.